This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Wake up.
Wake up. KLUCFM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
Always makes me feel good.
98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
In the thing a second ago, they call it a sweeper in our industry. They call it a sweeper where the lady goes, they always make me feel good. And I think, somebody's about to get called into HR. This is about to not go well. Hey, by the way, I'd like to lodge an official protest. I thought this whole thing with the spring forward and the daylight's got them spitting. I'm so upset.
No, but say it loud and proud because I'm going to agree with you, and yeah, I want that passion.
Daylight savings and all
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why is it so dark?
If anybody could explain, I felt the same way yesterday morning, and I was like, is it because it stays lighter?
Yeah, that's the bargain.
Hate that. Hate looking out the window right now and seeing the darkness.
Can I tell you something kooky about? I told you this the other day.
Yeah.
No, I actually kind of dig it.
Oh yeah, because we like waking up.
I like the dark. I like being in the dark, right? I like starting in the dark because I feel like I'm getting over.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm doing stuff, and I know other people that feel this way. That you know where you're up and you're out, you're getting after it, kind of on purpose.
Yeah.
That there's a goofy thing that you feel like you're ahead of the game.
Yeah. Okay, but you've been doing this for so long, where you've come so early in the morning.
Just call me old.
Never. I called you a legend and experienced baby. Have you ever been driving home at night, forgetting that it's not morning, because you do your drives in the morning to the morning show?
It's I'll tell you straight up. You ask me an honest question,
yeah.
I'll give you an honest answer.
Please.
No.
Oh.
No. No, but I see what you're I get where you're at with that.
Do you? I feel like that's happened to me. Like if I come while it's dark and I go outside late at night while it's dark and I haven't had a lot of daytime or outside time in the day, I've been like, oh, it's dark again. My brain like kind of can't wrap its head around it sometimes.
I hear you. No, I understand it.
Yeah.
I really do.
I literally thought you were going to say, yeah. I thought you were going to say something different. You're like, I'd like to say something.
I'll tell you the truth.
No.
No. I would love to go along with you. You know what I mean?
I'd
love to go
support.
Along with your
no,
program.
I felt the support deeply.
All of these things. No, but I went to dinner with a buddy of mine's in town. It's his kid's birthday. His kid's, you know, 27. Let's go to Vegas. Called a friend of mine over at UFC. Got him a tour. got him a tour through there. They got free shirts. I think they let him use the. I think they let him use their discount in the store.
Love,
you know, all that kind
so
of thing.
So cool.
We went to dinner last night. He wanted to say thank you, and he was talking about that. He's like, I don't know how you do it, where you do late night and then you get up and you do the morning. And I just said, honestly, I never think about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key.
Yeah.
You don't think about it, because if you let yourself go, oh, God, it's going to be horrible. Well, it probably will be.
Yeah, true.
I just go, this is my life, and this is what we got to do.
So we're rolling.
Cookies are done.
Yeah.
Hear the ding?
It's my fault.
Oh, you got a message?
Yeah.
What's the message?
My brother said he's on his way to county jail. And he said, listening to you and Chet, have a super day.
Sammy.
You
don't understand. Oh, is this why he's uncomfortable around me? Is because he knows how much I love him?
No, he loves you that much back. Oh, so do you feel uncomfortable? Because the love is real from him.
I do now.
Uh-huh.
If by uncomfortable, do you mean tingly?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know if is this uncomfortable? I don't think
not for
is.
Me. I like
no,
the love.
No, I don't think it's uncomfortable at all. I really do love Sammy.
I know he loves
you
back.
Since you were a baby on American Idol.
No, he brags to his friends, not about his sister. He brags about, he's like, yeah, my sister does a show, Chet Buchanan. I'm like, Sam.
Well, that's because you're his sister.
No, it's because he loves you.
It'd be flipped. If he was my brother, he'd be like, yeah, my stupid, dumb, big-headed brother. He's doing a show with Michaela Gordon. She's so hot. Yeah. That's because that's what dudes do.
Yeah, no, he just walks through county jail. He's like, Chet Buchanan, that's my guy.
That's
Michaela,
my guy.
She's cool.
It's practically my brother-in-law.
Yeah, he probably does say that.
He's my cousin. He's practically my brother. He's my stepbrother.
Yes. Kinda. Uh-huh.
By the way, welcome back, Adrian.
Thank you. Good to be back. A little under the weather, but we pushing through.
Why? Were you licking doorknobs in L.A.?
I'm licking doorknobs, traveling too much. I need to sit my butt down and relax, which is what I'm going to look forward to.
Isn't that what you did on the plane?
Kind of.
I always tell people that. I'm like, they go, you're traveling. And I go, yeah, they don't let me fly the plane. I literally sit there, eat snacks, and watch Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much what I do on the if I'm going to be on the couch at home.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sorry you're sick, buddy.
No, it's okay. Thank you. I appreciate
you. Whatever it is going around.
Owen does a delightfully awkward job because I love him so much.
That's how smooth he is.
It's good to have you back.
Yes.
You can tell he's been well-trained. You've done a really great job with that. You can tell he's prepared for the moment. We just love, you know what I love about Owen? He's full speed ahead. You know what I mean? But there's a little bit of like, not sure what's happening right now. And so I just throw stuff at him just for fun.
Yesterday he was having a conversation with Chet without the microphone on. And Chet was like, sorry, bud, can't hear you. Sorry, can't hear you. Just
it
talking.
Happens. It happens. He's learning.
It was all so great.
Uh-huh. But we're really glad to have you back.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
That's all.
I'm not going nowhere. I'm here, buddy. You're stuck with me, pal.
Hey, first things first. Will you check? Jordan Martin Lamb is our new champion for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. I think she's from North Las Vegas.
We got Whitney Ranch here written down.
Like I said, she's from Whitney Ranch.
I heard that.
mystery solved. The weekend, okay? Yesterday. Why they did the announcement at 10 a.m., I don't understand. But okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
I know.
So, and then literally somebody who's just trying to make an excuse, just trying to, you know, there's people who just say things to try and make it better.
Yeah.
And I go, why? Why would they do that announcement at 10 a.m.? And he goes, well, East Coast time. And I said, oh, yeah, because 1 o'clock in the afternoon makes it better.
Not 1 o'clock.
No, it didn't. No, they just decided 10 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, you know, back east. 1 p.m.
1. Yeah. Oh, right after lunch. Yeah. So, I don't.
Makes sense.
Does it? Okay.
No.
Yeah. All the morning news shows are done. All the morning radio shows are done. All the morning. And you can say whatever you want about it not mattering and all that. I still think it matters.
Yeah, I do too.
A little bit. So in any event, the weekend, the After Hours Till Dawn tour, they've announced a second show for Allegiant Stadium. And they're doing it on July 4th. Good God. I know. I know. We've got tickets. There's a grand prize for upgraded seats down in the lower section, get you up closer, that kind of thing. And because it came in late yesterday, we have extras today.
Yeah.
I reserve the right to just throw that out there at any moment. Quite possibly with the first pick coming up next.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I knew the day was coming. Today is the five-year anniversary of the World Health Organization declaring COVID-19 a global pandemic.
No way.
5 years ago today.
That's insane.
National emergency on March 13th. Everybody closed. California became the first to issue stay-at-home orders on March 19th. Then other states followed suit.
That's right.
5 years ago.
Ooh, I feel like it just reminded me of PTSD of everything shutting down. I got a little chill.
Yeah, the uncertainty of it was wild.
Yeah.
And honestly, one of the best summers of my life.
Was it?
Yeah.
I love that for
you. Not terrible. We're doing the show. I was doing my part of the show out of a motorhome for the summer. For most of the summer.
Yeah.
And then that's when we totally renovated the farm up north.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and built a studio because there was time.
Yeah.
There was the ability. I had nowhere else to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we just kind of holed up on the farm. It's crazy enough. At the same time, they shut down the highway because they were building a bridge. There's a highway that goes literally through the middle of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And house on one side, barn on the other. And so they shut down the highway because they were rebuilding a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So you had COVID and the highway shut down. And I'm telling you, it was almost like everything started reverting back to its natural state. There were animals everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Because they weren't getting, they weren't worried about getting hit by the cars and stuff. So they were just going there, hey, guys, whatever. They didn't even care.
Yeah.
Like bears and stuff. Bears and deers, coyotes, crazy. Foxes.
Weird. Yeah, it was incredible. Weird. There were moments that were very cool moments that I would never think about again.
Yes. We made it through on the other side.
Yes.
Sorry for those we lost.
Mm-hmm.
But wow.
Wow.
All right. First pick, roommate math. So Tony's a new mom. Her best friend's going to be moving in. The question is, how much rent does she pay? Adrian, who's on the phone? Where are we starting?
We got Lisa Santana from the North Side.
Starting with Lisa. Lisa.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
What is the room? The roommate wants to pay a third because she says there's three adults. Tony's husband thinks she should pay half. What is your answer?
If it's a couple and a single person, I definitely feel like it should be half, especially if the roommate is just using that as an excuse. Everybody should hold their own weight. But I'm assuming that the husband probably pays the bills, or the boyfriend probably pays the bills. So he's assuming that if they're making two payments, that's two payments to one. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's fair based off of room-wise. I think that's the best way to go about it. That's how most people do it nowadays, even if they are friends or family. I think everybody just kind of paying their way, as they go with what people say, because the cost of a room nowadays is simply almost the same price as getting a one-bedroom apartment. It's just a matter of finding one.
Oh, I think you convinced. Did you convince Michaela? No? Michaela, were you convinced?
No, I heard the story. I loved the logic behind it. I feel like in 2025, everyone's like paying. I don't know if we rely so much on like the husband or the wife solely. Like, I know for me and Lisa, we do like shared income, everything down the middle, maybe because she just had the baby. Yeah. So I'm trying to think out, because I'm confused on this one.
So
I don't know.
Does the roommate pay half or does the roommate pay a third?
I don't know. I got to hear more people.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
I think she should pay half.
Yeah.
She's a roommate. It's just a couple and her. There's nobody else. It should be half and half, regardless whether they're a couple or a single person, half and half.
I know.
Adrian's going to say a third. You're going to say a third.
I am going to say a third.
Yeah, I thought.
Because it's a third of the space. Like, the couple is taking up half of the house and using half of the things. So to assume that the one person is doing the same as the other two people in that house, I don't think that's fair.
Okay. Can I tell you what I, can I give you my answer now?
Yeah.
Because I didn't have an answer before.
Do it.
And this may not be an answer, but it's an answer. You know what the, you know what she should pay? She should pay so that, so Tony and her husband own the house, right?
Yeah.
The best friend's moving in.
Yes.
You know what the best friend pays?
What?
Whatever, whatever they say she pays, or she doesn't move in.
Yeah.
Here's the rent. And if the husband thinks it's half, that's the rent. But I want to pay a third.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to pay a third. You're going to pay half because it's my house. You want to move in? Here's the rent.
Yeah. I'd like to get the baby on the phone and see if they're paying rent.
See the baby? Oh, no. The baby,
split it four ways.
Oh, no. The baby took it out of Tony. The baby is the reason why.
Yeah. The reason why there has to be a roommate. Yeah.
The baby already got theirs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Out of Tony, if you know what I'm saying.
Funny, yeah.
Give it about 4 or 5 years when she's having a bad day. You did this to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, I don't decided anything, but Lisa, have a great time. But Boys to Men.
Thank you so much.
Hold on. Have a great day. Hey.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling. Stories of the day. Yeah. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This, a community in East Texas, pitched in to help a 13-year-old kid named Kaysen Snyder hang out with his friends more. He was in a car crash, 7 years ago, almost 8 years ago. Left him paralyzed from the waist down. He was 5 years old then.
Baby.
13 years old now. So he's in a wheelchair because he was paralyzed from the waist down. People donated enough money in this little town in East Texas to buy him an all-terrain wheelchair. Because his friends like to go hiking, fishing, and hunting, and Kaysen would like to go as well. They, do you know how much they raised to get this thing?
How much?
$18,000.
Oh, my God.
They surprised him with it on Saturday.
Ugh, the babies.
Really good.
So
dude
great.
In England tried to rob a convenience store last week. Don't do that, because you never know who else is going to be there. 42-year-old woman was buying candy. Just happens to be a fifth-degree black belt.
Oh, my God. I love it.
She's also trained in Brazilian jiu-jitsu and boxing. One big kick right there. Yeah.
That's right.
He decided that was enough for him. The local police gave her a commendation for stepping in. Two high school golfers playing each other in a tournament near Dallas a couple of weeks ago. One of them ended up saving the other one's life. High school senior Angel Lucio heard his opponent yelling for help, found him in a water hazard. Turned out the kid was trying to grab a ball, couldn't swim.
Sure.
Ended up in the water. Angel, probably called Angel. I'm probably putting a little too much hot sauce on it, but whatever.
Spicy.
Angel pulled him out. Kid's fine. Even though they were soaking wet, they decided to go ahead and finish it out, right?
Yeah,
finish
of
out
course.
The golf match, which Angel won. So, yeah, not only does the kid have to save your life, but then you lose to him, too. That's nice.
Way to go.
That's nice. Cops gave Angel their Hero of the Month award, and that's how we're hearing about that. And those are your good feeling stories of the day, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Isn't it funny when it gets light out and then you go, wait, why is it still so dark? And it's cloudy.
Yeah.
But that's just weird for here. So it's like,
Yeah, a little forecast I don't love.
What's happening?
What is it? Overcast forecast. What does that mean? Nothing.
What?
Let's move on.
Might rain this afternoon is the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then supposedly we get like a little bit of a break tomorrow. And then Thursday we're supposed to get it pretty good from what
I'm
talking.
Yeah. I love one day of rain. I can handle one day.
Yeah, I think pretty much for the rest of the week, this is our life.
Yay.
Roger. Michaela's hometown throwdown. Jordan Martin Lamb from Whitney Ranch is our brand new champion. She'll defend the title. We've got weekend tickets. Second show just announced for Allegiant Stadium. Dude, think about what that means. Sorry, we sold 60 some odd thousand tickets.
Insane.
Wasn't enough. Let's do another show. And let's do this one on July 4th.
It's going to be nuts.
Beyond. For real.
I know.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. I had to look twice because it said Friday, March 14th. And I was like, oh, God, yeah, already.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day next Monday. Good. Tickets for the second date are on sale Friday morning. We have your tickets in just a couple of minutes with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. And there's a grand prize deal involved with upgraded seats to like lower section.
So fun.
A little closer. Remember the other day we were trying to, well, not we, me. I was, I don't want to say complaining because I wasn't, but I was noting that we used to see Neo all the time.
Oh, yeah.
When he would come to town and he was coming through with Mary J. Blige and Mario.
Exactly.
And I thought maybe we would hear from Neo's people. No. He went to LVA.
Yeah.
Schaefer Smith did. He went to LVA, thought he might stop by. He used to be here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He would come back and say how much he loved Vegas. And, oh, my God, it was so great. He wasn't here a whole long time.
Yeah, but he was.
We claimed him just the same. Now I realize, my God, now I know why we haven't seen him.
Why?
Because apparently he has four girlfriends all at once.
What? Oh, this is a known thing?
What, like you're part of his club?
No, it's been a talking point. It kind of this whole tour at Mary J. Blige, everyone keeps asking them about it and some of the baby mamas and a lot of drama surrounding this.
Should I not do this then because it's an old story? Is that what you're telling me?
No, not at all. It's an ever-evolving one.
Way to stomp
keeps adding
on the,
girlfriends.
Way to stomp on the bit.
What does he think he is, Nick Cannon?
At least Nick. I don't know that Nick brings him in one after the other.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
He brings them in one after the other, but I'm not sure he juggles.
Dang.
Here's what's great. Neo was on it, so it became official. It's Instagram official now because Neo, is this a flex? Neo went on Instagram to introduce the four women that he's in a polyamorous relationship with, whom he calls his pyramid.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
They all have fun nicknames, too. There's Pretty Baby, Twin Flame,
no,
Phoenix Feather.
I hate this.
And Sexy Lil Something.
Lame.
He advised then, Neo advised, say something nice or move on with your life. We happy over here.
Okay, but your names are dumb. Look, I feel judgy today. I feel judgy. I'm not even going to say anything. I want everyone to live in peace and love. I would like to say that Sister Wives on TLC did not bode well for Cody Brown, if anyone has ever seen that show where they lived in Vegas, the couple, they had four wives. So just Neo, maybe take a note from Cody Brown. Doesn't always work out very well. Enjoy your time together.
My good friends at Nevada Ballet Theater. You know what my wife loves? Almost more than anything, probably more than me. Hmm. I'm probably like third on the list. I'm not sure what's first.
Oh.
Maybe the cats are first. I'm like third or fourth.
Okay.
The Nutcracker is like second. She loves the Nutcracker.
No way. No way.
She loves the Nutcracker. So I called Nevada Ballet Theater and I said, look, I'll buy tickets. I don't care. And I used to do stuff with them. You know, I used to auctioneer for them, stuff like that. I said, can you juice this a little bit? And they go, no, we got you. And they put us in a box for the Nutcracker with the freaking sister wife.
No way. How'd it go?
Yeah, no, Amy went. They went to the bathroom together. And the girls bonded. Like two of them.
Yeah.
He and I just kind of, you know, we were dudes. Dudes, we just looked at each other and he was like, I don't know you. And I was like, I don't know you. Even though I think we knew.
Absolutely knew.
Not that I'm the big deal, but I kind of knew who he was.
Yeah, right.
But not enough to strike up a conversation. Because then in that situation, if you don't know, then it can be super awkward.
Absolutely.
Right? Super weird.
Yeah, we was just sitting there with four women.
I got to be honest, he didn't look happy. Neo, I'm sure it's fun now.
Mm-hmm. No, with the name's Pretty Baby Twin Flame, Juicy Couture. How could you go wrong?
Phoenix Feather.
Oh my God, so lame. Why am I being so rude today? I don't know. It's I just felt rude. Like it.
No, it's not rude. It's
lame.
I think you were the voice of the people right now. I think we all feel the same way. It's like
my little Phoenix Feather. Like, come here, yeah, Chet Phoenix
good for
Feather.
You, bro, but the nicknames is a little too much.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Cannon Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, it's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Jordan Martin Lamb from North Las... Or no, I've got it on here as North Las Vegas. I know she's from Whitney Ranch. Mm-hmm. I know she's from Whitney Ranch. It's screwed up. Here's the problem. I didn't write it down yesterday, so now I'm all messed up.
Yeah.
I think Whitney Ranch has like three or
four... All right. All is forgiven.
Yeah. I didn't do it on purpose. And then here's what's really funny was just because the other day I was going, hey, that area of town's usually pretty good for us. And we hadn't heard from Whitney Ranch, Galleria. What's that area over by 215 and Gibson? What do we call that? Is that Galleria?
Oh,
I don't know.
I think so.
Because it's not quite Galleria. It's not quite Green Valley. What do you call the area on the other side of the freeway that's just outside of Green Valley. Kind of more Dragon Ridge-ish, more Black Mountain. Do you call it Black Mountain? I'd call it Black
Mountain. I would say Black Mountain.
I'd call it Black Mountain.
I'm going to go with what you say.
From now on, I'm calling it Black Mountain.
Okay, good. Me too.
But yeah, but Jordan Martin Lamb is repping Whitney Ranch, going for win number two today. Adrian's back. Woo-woo. Adrian's back. Woo-woo. And he brought sickness with him. He brought a California cold with him.
Yes.
And big hugs and germs.
No, not Smooches. With your germs. Not with you staying there in your hermetically sealed room.
Perfect. But we got Margot Malik representing Silverado Ranch.
Right on. I like it. Margot, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Make sure buzz in with your name, but wait until you get called on before you answer, Jordan. If we remember,
I have
yesterday.
No idea what you're talking about.
That's right. That's right.
You just forget, babe.
Yeah, there's no. I'm just saying it. There's no. You're right. There's no reason. Wait until you get called on before you, just because you don't want to blurt out the answer and potentially give the other person the answer when you didn't buzz in first.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
First one to three is the winner. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner.
This
Michaela Gordon.
Oh?
Yeah, don't until you hear your
name. Oh, sorry, Michaela and chat.
Huh?
That was me. This talk show host was hospitalized.
What?
I don't know. I'm in a mood today, apparently. This talk show host. Stop. This is serious.
Sorry. Very serious.
Sorry.
This talk show host was hospitalized yesterday.
Is it a talk show host? Are you trying to say?
I don't know if you guys heard this, but it's a talk show host I'm talking about.
It's a talk show host.
And apparently was hospitalized.
Oh.
And after dropping a note.
Margo.
Wendy Williams.
Yeah, is it Wendy Williams?
Yeah, it was.
That's what I was going with. Wow.
Way to go.
Challenger, look out. A one-zip challenger.
It's pretty good. This singing legend is warning fans that there is AI-generated music being put out with claims it's her, but she's saying hits like My Heart Will Go On and Because You Loved Me have not been pre-recorded.
Jordan got in first.
Celine Dion.
Is it Celine Dion? Of course it is.
It is.
How do you do AI of Celine Dion? Is AI that good?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It actually
Maybe.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I don't, if you can replicate Celine Dion, man.
Nuts.
I don't like it. I don't.
No, I don't either.
I recognize the good in it, but man, we're two steps away from this being Terminator.
Seriously.
I'm saying, all right, we're tied at one.
This pop star is releasing a deluxe version of her Eternal Sunshine album. And after her incredible performance in Wicked, the people are ready.
Oh.
Margo. Jordan.
Margo got in first.
Ariana Grande.
For the lead, Ariana Grande. Yeah. Margo 2. Jordan 1.
Of all the videos she posts online, the Princess of Pop's latest video is the best.
Jordan for the tie.
Britney Spears.
Are we talking about Britney Spears? Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Woo, what a game. We are tied at two.
She was the musical guest this weekend on SNL and even had some comedic sketches. Her fandom, The Little Monsters, loved it.
Margo for the win.
Lady Gaga.
Game over. New champion.
Woo!
Margo. Good job.
Thank you.
Sorry, Jordan.
Here's the thing.
I will be calling back.
Yeah, you
good.
Should.
Yes.
No, because you're really, really good.
Oh,
but Margo's an assassin.
She was in it today.
Mm-hmm. Margo's a ninja.
She sure was.
She just come right in and just cut your throat and you don't even know what happened. Here's what's awesome. We kind of looked into the future. And Jordan, we knew that no matter what, that we loved you. We had no idea what we were getting with Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out she's amazing. So what we would like to do, actually, this was Michaela's idea.
Oh.
We would like to give you both tickets for the Weekend After Hours Till Dawn tour, the second show at Allegiant Stadium. Can you clear out July 4th?
Absolutely. I will, yes.
Yeah!
And you're
both... It's a blackout day for me, but I will clear it out.
By blackout day, that has different...
Because I work at the casinos.
Well, for a lot of people, July 4th is a blackout day. But
I know. I literally went with you, Jen. I was like, oh, good for you.
Something entirely different. But you're both.
But I will. Thank you.
No, go ahead. But you'll what?
But I will definitely be there.
Okay, yes. Excellent. So you both have free tickets. You both have an opportunity to get upgraded seats. You'll have a 1 in 5 shot at upgraded seats to be in the lower section. So it all works out. Everybody wins, but there can only be one champion. And it's the new champion, Margot Malik from Silverado Ranch. She'll be back to defend her title tomorrow morning at 7:10 on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
That's weird. It's weird to think about. Today is the 5-year anniversary when COVID became a global pandemic deal.
Yeah.
Today, this date in 2020, the World Health Organization said global pandemic, national emergency on the 13th. Everything started closing down. California issued stay-at-home orders on the 19th.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought it was around the 10th that I think the 10th sticks out in my brain because they sent us home.
Yeah.
They sent us home.
We were a few days later because I wasn't taking it seriously, as I don't with much. We had talked to the morning show that I was doing before. We had talked to Nicole Scherzinger in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was excited. Mm-hmm. Of that day. And then I was so excited. And then I feel like it went from that high to the complete low reality hit.
Yeah.
And then it was like a disaster. I took it pretty hard, honestly. It was a little rough for a lot of people, but also me. I was not feeling it.
I remember having so the thought was, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
But it was, I had to get up to the farm. And so we made a decision that I was going to drive, and my wife was super sick, and I'm not so sure she didn't have an early version of COVID.
No way.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of that. People looking back at times they were sick before everything shut down, and was like, "Oh my God, was that it? Was that
because she was deathly? She was deathly ill,
wow.
And it was a bad. It got bad." While I was up there, and I drove, and it was very post-apocalyptic because the roads were pretty empty. Everybody was. I remember getting gas in Utah,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wearing a glove. You know what I mean? Because wear gloves.
Yeah.
Don't touch anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember looking around at people, going, "I don't want to be near you."
Yeah.
And that was. And in the early days of it, though, people kind of still trying to figure it all out. And we were all wearing masks.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, well, I'm outside. There's nobody around. I don't think I care. I'm going to pump my gas.
Yeah.
And if somebody comes around, you know, if another car pulls up close or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they'll put the mask on.
Yeah.
And I remember feeling judged.
Yeah. But didn't it? I equate it to, like, for women, taking off that mask was like taking off, like, your bra at the end of the day. It was like, yes, or like a high ponytail. You were like, yes, get off my face. I'm breathing.
Yeah, it was your face bra.
Yeah, your face bra.
It was your face bra.
Actually, let's bring it back.
No, and then I had a friend, one of my best friends, had the tiniest of N95 masks for his giant face. And honestly, it looked like he was wearing a pig nose.
Just
because it was this little tiny N95. And he's a big dude.
Uh-huh.
And he hated it. And, I mean, I don't want to get in a big fight about it.
No.
But he will remind you that, hey, he kind of ended up being right in the end.
Yeah.
Especially with the cloth mask.
Oh, yeah.
Like that was all. We know now that was all just like, okay, that didn't help nothing. If you're going to do it. But that's how he felt about it. He was like, well, if I'm going to wear this stupid thing, I'm going to wear this N95.
The right one.
I'm going to wear an N95 mask. But it was like, it was almost like it was toddler sized or something like that. So it did the job.
Yeah.
It covered everything, but not by much.
Right.
It was just,
Memories.
That's right. 177 second survey coming up in just moments. Are we doing Tina Fey and Amy Poehler tickets?
Ooh.
Are we?
Can we?
Oh, yeah. We did those during Michaela's Hometown Throwdown yesterday. Yes, we are. I did rotate them in to the 177. Well, I would stay close for that. We'll do it right after this.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's a 177-second survey. Who's going to be on the... What am I trying to say right now? Who's on the phone, Adrian?
It's Katie Birch Guerrero from North Las Vegas.
I had seven thoughts. They were all trying to get out the door
all
at the same
time. All the browsers were open.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh. I knew it.
Everything was trying to go all at the same time and all come out. And I, yeah.
Fair.
I just wanted to know who you were, Katie.
Okay.
That's all. It's nothing more difficult than that. All right, you ready? Here we go. I think I'm ready. All right, here we go. So, in Australia, admittedly, they're trying to do this to get attention. Mission accomplished. Here we are in Las Vegas, Nevada, talking about an Australian pizza chain.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
However, would you even try this? I'll give them a plug. It's called Bubba Pizza. They got 15 locations in Melbourne. Have you ever been to Australia?
No, I went to so bad.
You've been to Australia, Katie?
No, I haven't.
We should go.
Okay,
if you go to Melbourne and you happen to find yourself at Bubba Pizza, would you try their ham and orange pizza?
I would say, well, I don't know, since I'm there and I've never tried it, I guess I would.
Apparently it's a new thing, so it's not like you're immersing yourself in. It's not like you're taking some Vegemite. You know what I mean? Which everybody says is terrible. But, yeah, it's basically a Hawaiian, but you sub out orange slices instead of pineapple. And I'm sure at some point, and I know now that there are some people that go pineapple on pizza. Ugh.
Yeah,
I would try it. I don't think I'll like it.
I don't
know.
Think I'll like it either.
The acid reflux in me is screaming inside. I just I'm gonna have to go through.
It comes with a side of Pepsi.
Yeah. It's no, thank you.
All right. What is your favorite dipping sauce for pizza?
Weird, but marinara sauce.
It's not weird.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not weird at all. It's not weird at all. You give me extra pizza sauce, I'm all day. Do you do ranch?
Ranch, but I prefer marinara for sure.
Sure. Do you do garlic sauce? I love the Papa John's, the garlic sauce.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's a good one too, actually.
Buffalo sauce too. I'd rather put the hot sauce on top as opposed to the dipping.
No, I'm not about it. Mm-mm.
So here's the deal. The DiGiorno people, I'll give them a free plug today too. Whatever.
Way to go.
Free plug Tuesday. DiGiorno and Hidden Valley Ranch are going to do a spicy rancheroni thin crust pizza. However, but they did ask an interesting question. Can you scarf down an entire frozen pizza by yourself in one sitting?
Yeah. Hello.
Okay, you can?
Oh, yeah, I love pizza. I'm just stressed out because I feel like, I don't know if you've heard this before, Italians say it's like the most un-Italian thing when you dip pizza in ranch.
Yeah, of course.
But I love it so much.
I understand.
And I may lose my card, but I think it's so good.
Your Italian card?
Yeah, but it's the bomb. And I would eat that little DiGiorno hidden ranch spicy.
Can you scarf down a whole frozen pizza?
No, I can't.
Really?
Because as I'm eating it, I realize that it's not delivery, and it makes me sad. So I only have a slice or two.
I like frozen pizza. I think it's because of the way I grew up. I love frozen pizza and pizza rolls, man.
Yeah.
And I can eat a whole bag of pizza rolls if I feel like it.
Listen, yeah. I love cold pizza.
Don't even get me started.
Yeah, no, it's a vibe, right?
Hungry now. And strangely enough, didn't even make it to the lies that we tell. Okay, I'm just going to hit that. I'm going to hit this really quick, but we're going to carry this over to tomorrow.
Okay.
Do you lie to your dentist? Yes or no? Tell the truth.
No.
You're lying by saying you don't lie. You're lying.
I do so good at the dentist, like straight A report card. So no.
So you don't have to lie. Yeah, you have nothing to lie for.
Mm-mm.
57% of Americans admit that they've lied to their dentist about their flossing and brushing.
1,000%.
48% of them know that their dentist... So almost half know that their dentist knows they're lying.
Of course.
which I just love. All right. You have fun at Tina Fey and Amy Poehler at the highly underrated, I'll say this out loud, at the highly underrated Resorts World Las Vegas. I love that property.
Awesome.
All right. You hang on one second. Relationship rehab in just a minute. Well, actually, let me keep her on here. Where's Katie? Katie, come back. Come back.
Yes.
Katie, come back.
Hey.
So, because you don't lie to your dentist, are you one of those people that believe in total honesty in a relationship? Because you know those people exist on this show all the time. We hear from them all the time.
Yeah, that is so true.
If you don't tell the entire... It's the lie of omission.
Uh-huh.
Kayla, who was the co-host before Michaela.
Yeah.
Kayla was a... if you're not telling every single thing that you know, like if you don't empty out the entire encyclopedia, somehow if something stayed in your brain and you didn't tell and you knew that you didn't tell, it was a lie of omission.
Yeah, love it.
No, yeah, I mean, but sometimes I feel like we're so busy throughout the day that you don't get a full chance to really dump out everything that happened or, you know, like 1,000%. So there may be things that are missed, but are not intentional. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just trying to cram in our quality time. I didn't think about that.
Fair.
Carrie, who will soon be living in Mountain's Edge, says, I wonder what all the total honesty people are going to say.
Ooh.
Okay, because they're in the middle of a lie.
Okay.
Her relationship is in the middle of a lie. It's a 5 years going lie. Are you checking to see if you caught her curse word with the delay? Attaboy.
Katie was passionate.
Yeah. No, I loved it. They're in the middle of a four-year lie. They're in the middle of a 4-year lie.
God.
Total honesty, people. Rise up. And you may get a pretty good fight today.
Ooh.
Relationship rehab with Aziz Ansari tickets all coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Relationship rehab.
Ooh, spicy.
By the way, she's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Adrian's back today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What were you doing in LA?
Covering AEW's pay-per-view at the Staples Center, crypto.com, whatever the heck.
It's impressive.
So cool.
Oh no, that'll always be Staples. That's one of those things. Naming rights. You better get it right. Cause okay. The stadium that we have here, where the Raiders play. What is that forever going to be? It'll be Allegiant.
Yeah, forever.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Even if Allegiant bails out in a couple of years and it becomes, you know, Minute Maid Orange Juice Stadium or whatever the hell.
Could you imagine?
No.
Going down to Minute Maid.
Which they have that in Florida.
They do?
No, it's the Astros, Astros Stadium.
Stop.
Astros. Minute Maid Park.
Yeah, Minute Maid Park.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Minute Maid Park.
Well, I look foolish.
No. I was trying to think of the most random thing I could come up with, and it was like, I went orange juice in the desert.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I will say, if the stadium does change for the Raiders and it's not called Allegiant and something else, whatever the Raiders play in and the stadium's called the year that they win the Super Bowl, that will be the one that sticks, in my opinion. Because I think that's what makes Staples Center so iconic, is all those memories with Shaq and Kobe, so they called it Staples.
But it was also first. You know
true,
what I mean?
But they also, the Forum with the Lakers, specifically like with the Showtime Lakers, I just think whatever the team that plays there, the most successful era, that stadium, whoever has the rights at that time, kind of gets the, you know, that's what sticks in everyone's memories.
And I think it's the way I think it is.
Facts. That's what makes it beautiful.
And I think I'm still confused.
Welcome to America.
Listening.
Adrian. Freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Such a jerk.
It's called Minute Maid.
Who are you calling names?
Who, what?
Who'd you call a jerk?
I was calling myself. I wouldn't call you a jerk.
Oh, no, you can't talk to my friend that way.
Yeah, tell him.
You can't talk to my buddy that way. No, then now we are going to fight. You can't talk to my friend like that. Let's do relationship rehab really quick. My boyfriend and I have dated for 5 years, says Carrie. We've lived together for four. Dated for five, lived together for four. Here's the thing, says Carrie. His parents think that he lives with a buddy.
Oh.
His parents are deeply religious, and they have made it clear that they would not approve. We made an offer on a house that we really wanted for a while, and it has been accepted. We don't really feel ready to get married. We like things how they are.
Uh-huh.
So, says Carrie, do we tell his parents the truth and risk losing them forever, or just keep the lie going? I wonder, God bless you, Carrie, and truly, when you guys reference other stuff that happens on the show,
mm-hmm.
nothing's best.
It's the best.
Especially when it comes from, you know, when you don't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what all the, and then you put it in air quotes, total honesty people are going to say, because this seems different than that.
Okay.
Love you guys. Can't wait to hear what everybody says. And then she signs it. Carrie, from soon to be in Mountain's Edge.
Yeah! Yay, mama. Good. Oh, I have an opinion.
I do, too. I do, too. And I have a question.
Okay.
And I'll tell you up front what the question is. What's the difference here?
Mm-hmm.
What? Why? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Is the why? How does this change?
Mm-hmm.
Unless I feel like there's something we don't know, but I also feel like we can figure it out on our own. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So this is where you come in. 702-364-9898. I'd moved ahead to another word. It's Aziz Ansari, the hypothetical tour, and it almost came out of my mouth as Aziz Ansari.
And that would have made sense.
The hypothetical tour. Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, April 5th, which is going to be here before you know it.
And he's so funny.
Would you like your tickets for free? Call 702-364-9898. It's Relationship Rehab. I just want to preface Relationship Rehab right now. I literally looked over at the screen. Were you able to hear me? Because I didn't say it real loud.
Yeah, I did.
When I looked over at the screen?
Uh-huh.
What did I say?
Oh, no.
I went, no, no, no.
Yeah. Oh, I did hear, yeah, oh, no.
It wasn't an oh, no.
Oh,
it was,
just a no.
Well, it was kind of an oh, no, but more of a no. No, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I may. I sense. I sense that I may be on the island. No, I'm not. Me and you are on the island.
I'm with you, baby.
Oh, you have a pal?
You're on the island together?
Yes.
Are you reading my mind?
I think so. I hope so.
I love this. No, let's play the game in a minute. Let's play the game, see if did Adrian read Chet's mind. I love this trick.
Soulmates.
All right. We're Relationship Rehab. My boyfriend and I have dated for 5 years. We've lived together for four. Here's the thing, says Carrie. His parents think he lives with a buddy. His parents are deeply religious and have made it clear that they wouldn't approve. We made an offer on a house we really wanted for a while. It's been accepted. Yay!
Woo!
We don't really feel ready to get married. We like how things how they are. So do we tell his parents the truth and risk losing them forever, or just keep it going? I wonder what all those total honesty people are going to say. Because this seems different. Love you guys. Can't wait to hear what everybody says. Carrie from soon to be in Mountain's Edge.
Yeah.
It's good for you. My belief on this, because my thought was, what changes?
Yeah.
Who are we going to first?
We'll start with Renee.
Renee on line six?
Yes.
Hi, Renee on line six.
Hello. How's it going?
Buddy, okay. Am I reading this right? Because I was kind of like, what changes? So why couldn't you just keep up with the lie? What changes? And my guess is that at some point he feels that he has to tell his parents that he's buying a house and they're going to want to come and see it and it's not going to look like he's living with a buddy. Is that a fair leap to make? And I, for the record, I always, we stick by the thing that we only know what we know.
Sure.
Right? We only know what we see in the deal. In this particular instance, may I get a variance from the court? And can we stipulate that that's the holdup here? Because otherwise, who cares?
Well, if they've already been living together for 4 years and they don't know, the parents don't know yet, they obviously don't visit. Or they're not involved.
That's what I'm saying. Right. This is what I'm saying. Is so that when you were renting and you're just living with a buddy or whatever, there's no reason to come see the place. And there's sure as hell no, you're not going to stay. But then once it comes out that you're buying a house, oh, great. You know what I mean? It's a different deal.
And I think they're giving themselves a window here because, you know, sure, they were lying for 4 years, but now they can say, hey, look, I'm buying a house. We're buying a house together. We're going to do this together. And they don't have to mention, you know, the renting situation beforehand. They can come clean now. You know, I respect your religious beliefs. I respect you as my parents, but this is our life. We're going to go forward with this, et cetera, et cetera.
You don't have any real experience with this, do you?
With people
who are deeply religious.
Not firsthand, no. Secondhand, maybe.
I'm here to tell you, bro. When she says. Do we tell his parents the truth and risk losing them forever? You're still living in sin. You know what I mean? And the people who are against that are 1,000,000% against that. I also, later on this week, maybe tomorrow even, there's a question. It's probably going to be a first pick because it doesn't seem like it's that involved. The question comes, my daughter's coming home for spring break and she's bringing her boyfriend and they want to sleep in the same room. You know, that whole thing that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just telling you, so you're in favor of tell the story.
I think I'm clean. Because like you said, they're going to want to come to the house. They're going to want to see what's going on and be proud of him. And if he's trying to keep it a secret still, he's crippling their relationship going forward.
Okay. Renee, have fun at Aziz Ansari, the hypothetical tour of the Coliseum at Caesars, Saturday, April 5th. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, fine.
Huh. Steve, you say tell the truth, too.
Yeah, I say tell the truth. I know the parents are deeply religious and they think they'll lose them, but I think part of being a parent is you have to threaten your kids to a certain extent to get some things taken care of. You know, you tell them you don't want to do things and you'll basically disown them and, you know, kind of a running lie. I think they might be more accepting than they lead on to be, even though they are deeply religious, but... You know, I think that's the right thing to do. Honestly, is the best policy. And, you know, I think that...
You're going to lose them forever.
You know, but the parents might also be sitting there thinking, hey, is this kid ever going to give us grandkids? You know, he's never had a date or gone with anybody in 5 years. He's never bringing anybody around.
You're living in sin. I'm telling you, man.
Parents are forgiving, but like I said, we do need to threaten our kids to an extent, basically let them know we'll disown them if they do certain things, because we need to stress how important those things are for them to not do. So
smells like the island to me. Mm-hmm. Steve, have a good day. Thank you. It smells like we three? We three on the island?
No, babe, I'm telling the truth.
All right, hang on. How do you say it? Tiara?
Yes.
Hi, Tiara.
Tara.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. You're a tell the truther as well, huh?
I am, because I don't like secrets, and this would feel like a big secret, and it's something you want to share with your friends and family. Mm-hmm.
I hate this because I know it makes me look like I'm sus. It does. It makes me.
It doesn't. I don't think it does.
I have no doubt that there are people that think you can't believe a word that comes out of his mouth, because I do tell the truth. Well.
Mm-hmm.
You'd know. I would tell you if I was lying. Does that make sense?
Wait, are you lying right now?
Right now that I would tell you
just
if
kidding.
I was lying?
I'm just kidding.
Depends on what I'm lying about.
I'm just kidding. I don't think it does. I think it's a difficult situation. I think both opinions are valid.
No, you can't put one foot on
me.
Both
I'm
sides.
Telling the truth, 100%.
And I appreciate you saying all. Yes, we'll make that a given that all opinions are valid.
Yeah,
but you got to pick
in
a side.
This situation.
Yeah, I pick a side.
But for me, I'm telling the truth. You know why? Here's why I always tell the truth. I feel like when you keep a secret or you tell a lie, it's like you're doing something wrong. Okay. And I feel like I'm not doing anything wrong. You can literally tell your parents.
Me and you, Adrian.
Too bad.
Me and you, brother. I believe.
I'll bring a little beach ball. We'll have some fun.
I believe that you.
Enjoy yourself, boys. Bring some sunblock. Mind.
I believe. Wendy, tell the truth, she says on the screen.
Yeah, for sure. I was brought up somewhat religious myself, and I, similar situation. But, tell them the truth.
Yeah, they'll get over it.
Hey, we don't need any more. I need you, brother. I need you, Adrian. He was trying to get more. I think he was trying to find somebody who could get on our side.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were. There are more people calling to say to tell the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Here, okay, what am I thinking?
That you keep the lie. You've kept it up already for 4 years. Just keep it going. What's the big deal?
Yes. Bang on.
No way.
That's exactly it.
Why? Not?
Why? You've already told the lie for 4 years. What's all this? You need to tell the truth. No, you should have told the truth 4 years ago or 2 years ago.
You should have.
3 years
ago. And now you have the chance to tell the truth now.
What for?
Because it's the truth. And they're not doing anything wrong. Listen, parents will forgive. Lisa's parents were Jehovah's Witness. They were very religious. She told them a lot of things that they would have disowned her for. You know what? They're her best friends now. They'll get over it. I think you just tell the truth. They're not doing anything wrong. They're young. They're in love. They moved in together. Some people's eyes are not living in sin. Just tell them the truth.
Michaela, if they'll get over it after 4 years of not telling the truth, they'll get over it after 7 years or 8 years.
Shut up, Adrian.
And then they go, hey, we're married now. We live together.
Yeah, or this. Mm-mm. You know what scares me, though? Do we tell his parents the truth? And well, goodbye, Wendy.
See ya, sister.
See you later. or risk losing them forever. That's heavy. Risk losing them forever. You're willing to gamble with that?
Yeah, but if your parents are willing to never speak to you again because you lived with a person, that's also on them. Like, they're your parents. They're going to be okay. Those are your kids. You can forgive them.
Or maybe you don't.
But they're not going to be okay under what we have in the email if they're never going to speak to you again. So just keep the lie going under those conditions.
Yeah.
Well, lies, it was nice knowing them for 30 years.
Lie's an ugly word. You know what I mean? Lie's an ugly word. And it is. And in not telling the truth makes you look like bad people. But in this case, let me flip this.
Okay.
What does it hurt? What does it hurt to just keep going on the way that you're going? What does it hurt?
Because you're keeping a secret.
Why so?
And secrets are like shame. And I feel like they shouldn't be embarrassed or shameful of anything. They're not doing anything wrong. You keep a secret.
But to his parents, they are.
Well, that to them, they're not. Their parents are going to have to get over it or never speak to them again.
There you go. All right. So let's just blow the whole thing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm a truth teller, baby. Secrets keep you sick.
Here's what I will also say about this whole total honesty boogie that people have. You, Michaela, I believe walk that walk. You walk that talk. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
I believe
you, my
you.
Angel.
I believe you when you say that that's how you live your life. And for the most, me too. I don't get myself in those situations.
Yeah.
Where I gotta tell the untruth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think most people talk a really big game when they go, yeah, I just tell them, you know what? Oh, hell with them. If they can't handle it, that's too big. If they can't handle it, they can't handle me.
Yeah.
But if it came down to it, you'd fold. Mm-hmm. Not you. You don't.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Most people would try to maybe not touch the hot stove.
Yeah. So. But I really do mean it in a genuine way. Like, I feel like the parents are probably really lovely. They love them. They think they're doing something right. The kids think they're right. I just don't like when people live with secrets. I've always been like that. I feel like that.
Well,
and hopefully they'll make
sometimes
up.
Sometimes people's feelings need to be sweet. it, brother. Me and you.
This is fun.
Bye, guys.
We're on the island today.
It's peaceful over here. It's nice.
Oh.
I don't mind it.
I cannot stand you guys.
I don't mind it. Sometimes a little quiet is good. It's peaceful.
Putting on a hammock.
It's an island.
They have
like
hammocks.
Like a real one.
Oh, sorry.
Not a movie island.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Not Gilligan's Island.
No, my bad. What else is there?
Huh?
What else is there?
No, it's nothing.
Oh,
it's just nothing. We are on sand.
And if
we can figure out how to get those coconuts down from
that
tree.
I'm not doing this with you. There's coconuts in the tree.
Of course there. What's wrong with you? You were willing to give us a hammock a minute ago. Now we can't have coconuts?
You're right. Fair. Sorry.
People
bust your coconuts.
Vegas don't know nothing about no island.
more island talk coming up. The Chet Buchanan Show.
Let me tell you.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, we could not be more proud of our friend Lisa Joniak, who's lost. How much have you lost?
51 pounds.
51 pounds through sheer will and determination. She's doing. What'd you say? Intermittent fasting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I just started exercising, and this has been since January the 12th.
Yes, Lisa.
And so every conversation then devolves, it goes backwards into, and then she was telling Michaela how much that she's inspired.
Me and Lisa love each other.
By your another Lisa. You love two Lisas.
Oh,
yeah. But Lisa Joniak is inspired by Michaela's workout videos. And then I said, well, make sure to mix in some upper body because all Michaela seems to do online is squats.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what that's for.
Hilarious.
The followers. So, and by the way, works. I'm not hating. I'm just, you know.
My followers are Lisa.
Yeah, exactly. Love it.
And
the girls are girling for me. It's not any of the men. It's for my girls.
You have 1.6 million followers, and you're telling me it's just your girlfriend, your fiance.
No, I'm saying, and my girls.
Hang on, I'll build up to it.
Yeah, built up.
Yeah. And it's just your girls that meet you for brunch.
Yeah.
1.6 million of them.
Yes.
You, my friend, are naive.
Well, it works for me and Lisa.
That's right.
This one on the phone, not my. Well, also.
See, I'm confused. Yeah.
I know. Sorry.
Okay, then eventually, For whatever reason, Adrian, you've never, I don't know that you've ever noticed this before, but I live this pretty much every day. Somehow, it all turns into, why would it, do all women put tape on their face?
Yes.
Okay, so there's this new trend. This is how I got into conversation. I death glared Chet, and then we started laughing, and I said it would have been a better glare, but I have too much Botox, you can't tell.
Yeah,
then Lisa said, I wear scar tape on my face. Now, my question was, I've heard about all of the, I got the mouth tape for Lisa. It's done nothing, but she has a cold, so I can't suffocate her.
Because also, if she wears it, yeah, if she wears it, she'll die.
Yeah, so we're going to give a break until the cold's over.
So there's mouth tape.
But now there's this face tape, scar tape that I've been hearing about. So that's what you've been using, Lisa, at night to help with the wrinkles?
Yes, and I saw it on TikTok, and I thought to myself, yeah, sure. It's another one of those TikTok things that there's no way.
Uh-huh.
Because I used to do Botox in my forehead and around my lips and everything. And so I thought, you know what? I haven't done it in a long time. And so I thought, I'm going to try this scar tape. And I did it the first night. And the first night I took it off, and I was in shock. I was like, oh, my God, this works. This is crazy. I had no lines in my forehead. I had no lines around my mouth and everything. And I'm telling you, it is amazing. And it's scar tape, and you can pretty much buy it anywhere. I'm not going to promote anybody in particular, but
do it.
You can Amazon, $9.99.
Good. And you just type in scar tape.
Yeah, you just tape it, leave it on overnight. Don't wear it during the day because you'll look like very silly and people will look at you like you have a problem.
So?
At night.
Yeah, well, I do have a problem. Okay, wait, I love this. But now, Lisa, can I share something with you? I was then talking to Chet during the break. I said, you know, I want to ask her about the scar tape, but I also want to ask the girls about this Dyson Airwrap. I've heard so much about it. I really want to do it. I'm tired of frying my hair off, but they're very expensive.
I want to get the dupe.
Chet went, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
I said, what'd you just say? He goes, yeah.
Okay.
I say, do it.
Hold on now. You're going to make me sound bougie, which,
mind blown.
In this case, yeah, because for a guy who doesn't particularly...
I said I'll have to ask all the girls. Chet had all the information. I was screaming inside.
My wife saw them, the Airwrap, at Costco.
Yeah.
And went, and we have a hard time buying gifts for each other because generally if we want stuff, we just go get it.
Right.
Which ruins all the mystery and the, you know, surprise.
Right.
So she goes, if you want to get me something for my birthday / Christmas, which are, you know, like 3 weeks from each other.
Uh-huh.
Then get me this. So then she also told her best friend, but we have two homes. So we bought, that's, yeah.
Yes, so she has one in each house.
She has one in each house.
And she loves it.
And her friend was like, I don't remember how it all happened, but her wonderful best friend, Jatun, was like, I'm going to take mine back. And it was like, no, shut up. No.
Uh-huh.
So she can have one in both places.
Yeah. I love that you have the 411 on this. I'm literally going to use...
I tried it as well. And so this is what I found about it. If you have long hair like yours that have like the loose curls, it's going to be perfect for you. But if you have like shorter hair, it doesn't work as well because
like me.
It's more for longer flowing hair.
Okay, I love it. Good. I'm going to find a good dupe because I still don't want to spend that much money, but I want to use...
Work your way up to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Fine. Face tape, Dyson Airwrap dupe.
Yeah, get a Mycin.
And I also tried...
Mycin.
One thing. I also tried the belly button thing with the belly button Band-Aid with the castor oil. And the... Yes, and the stuff that comes out is shocking.
I know.
Comes out of where?
What do you mean?
Onto the Band-Aid.
Somehow it... Yeah, it comes onto the Band-Aid from the castor oil through your belly button, I guess,
right,
in the middle of the night. And it
pushing
comes
out the toxins.
It's like toxins that come out in the middle of the night. And when you look at the belly button, it's like almost shocking that this came out of your body.
Lisa, please DM me so we can finish this conversation.
Yeah, you two need to take this.
I'm obsessed.
All right.
QVC.
All right, I love
you're right.
Like, the boys are like, bye.
You're right. All of a sudden, this show turned into QVC.
I never did.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Welcome to Tuesday, the 11th day of March. She's Michaela Gordon. Welcome back, Adrian Hernandez. And okay, what's the youngest generation now? You got your millennials, right?
Yep.
Older than them is Gen X. That's me. You're millennial.
Mm-hmm.
Younger than that is
Gen Z.
Gen Z after Gen Z.
Is it Gen X?
Gen Alpha.
Gen Alpha.
I'm Gen X. That's
oh, got
older.
It. Okay.
In Gen Alpha.
All right.
They've already moved on to another one.
Burn.
January 1st. Burn, says McKay.
Getting older.
January 1st marked the start of Gen Beta. We didn't even spend any time with Gen Alpha.
I know. Hold on. I didn't even know they were Gen Alpha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't gotten to know
them. We'll hear more about them later as they become more of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I can't wait. But
the people born between, who decides this? Where all of us,
honestly,
where does this information
this
come from?
So much information. I'm like, who decided this is a word, a thing, a look?
Yeah. Why did we all just agree?
Yeah. Oh, we're just saying, okay.
Anyway, Gen Beta, people born between 2025 and 2039.
Oh my God.
People are insulted. Beta is the second letter in the Greek alphabet, alpha, beta, so it makes sense that we would go with it. It's also become slang, beta, for somebody who's a little passive, maybe a touch weak, especially men, the opposite of a
alpha
male, yup. A researcher in Australia believes that he coined the terms Gen Alpha and Gen Beta. Why are we listening to him? Mark McCrindle, he says, there's nothing wrong with the names and the system makes sense. Well, of course, it's his system.
Yeah.
But a lot of people online don't love the idea of their kid being called a beta their whole life.
So funny.
Gen Alpha apparently uses it as an insult a lot. Well, how old is this Gen Alpha?
2025, if you're just born, you can't even talk. Also, I would be more concerned if people weren't offended by something in this time of our lives.
Yeah, and by the way, so what, you're 14? Who are you to be insulting anybody?
Yeah.
I'm thinking if that's what it is, because 2025 and 2039, that's a 14-year gap. Uh-huh. So I'm assuming they're saying 2010 or 11 to 2025 is Gen Alpha. Sure. I'm assuming that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Whatever. Gen Alpha uses the insult a lot, so it's kind of like we're teeing it up to be the next okay boomer, but whatever. Whatever. It's not too late to go with a different name if this is something that people agree on. I never even got a chance to vote on the first one. I have no idea what we're saying.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
You know, Michaela, some people worry about their jobs being stressful. Could be harmful to their health.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Soul sucking.
Believe it.
Something new to worry about could also be make, well, at least you'll have something to blame it on now. Could be making you ugly.
Oh, good.
U-G-L-Y.
You ain't got no
answer. Your job make you ugly. Ugly. Woo!
What job?
A skincare, well, any of them. A skincare clinic has created an online test which will calculate how your workday may be aging your skin. Based on things like your shift patterns, your regular hours, your working location, your stress levels, and your physical activity. You load it all into this calculator that they say they based on actual science. Anytime they got to come out and go, no, this is based on real science, I'm automatically skeptical.
Yeah, but also kind of sold on my end.
Not me. Skin? Not me. There's aging? No lab coats. There's audit. Nobody in no lab coat. There's no microscopes. There's no, you know, big computers, not the little ones. I mean the old school big computers that take up like half a room. Or maybe two or three rooms.
Yeah, I'm those just that picturing
that have the tapes on them. Mm-hmm. You know, the reels that go around and round.
Yeah,
those
I just
are the
picture
real
Men
computers.
In Black. I don't know why that's the like science room I would see.
So it's basically a simple questionnaire. You're asked about stuff like how long you're sitting in front of a computer and how many hours you're putting in. And it churns something out. This is like one of those dumb things that you'll click on social media that'll be like, your soulmate is a Sagittarius. You know what I mean? It's just random, just throws it out there. It looks like there are four possible results: minor ugliness, moderate, severe, and extreme aging would mean you really ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to give them any sort of free promotion. So if you want to know what this website is, we'll tell you, but you got to DM us at 985-KLUC. And even then, we may still not write you back.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go,
This doesn't make any sense to me, but I guess it's true. I-95 that goes from Maine down to Florida passes through 15 states, which is the most of any interstate.
Oh, wow.
I-90 goes from Washington to Boston, to Massachusetts. And that's not, and it doesn't go through more than 15?
Wow.
I'm that nerd that I'm now going to look at a map of our interstate freeway system and count states.
You're going to go old school, like a paper map, or are you going to go online?
I wouldn't even know where to get a paper map of the interstate system. I wouldn't even know where the first place to look.
I know it.
Disney has decided not to make Giselle from Enchanted one of the Disney princesses. Want to know why?
Why?
Because they did not want to have to pay lifelong rights to Amy Adams's image, because she's expensive.
No way.
Yeah. So they went, you know what? This ain't quite worth it. And I get it. Amy Adams is expensive. Giselle from Enchanted, can you do without her?
I guess, but Disneyland is worth so much money, and little girls love her.
They have business too, man.
All right,
they
fair.
They gotta watch their waistline too.
Yeah, I get it. Fine.
I think that's a good place to end. Let's get out of here. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Thank you to everybody who's been following lately, and I'm not sure what the big attraction is. Must be the beard. Follow us at 985-KLUC. Adrian!
Yes, sir. You can always find me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, plus two new episodes of Unlikely from this past week. One with WWE Hall of Famer Stone Cold Steve Austin, and another with AEW Swerve Strickland.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
And that's it?
That's all, baby.
Yeah, good. You got plenty on your
plate. Yeah, I do.
Right now. Mm-hmm. We'll all meet back here bright and early tomorrow morning. I already said this, but I'll say it again because I really mean it. Have an amazing day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.